and people aren't putting that, they're not putting it together, you know, and,
you know, in China, you know, it funds a lot of colleges, major universities within America. You know, it funds like Harvard, major prestige university. So what happens? So what happens when China funds this? They have ownership on the curriculum, on what they're going to teach our future Americans, right? Our future leaders of America. Think about the politicians and during that age when they were in college, right? And then now they rose out and then now they're accepting more of a socialist ideology at the politician level. You know, so China hasn't been embedding their psychological warfare for many years because China, unlike America, China sees 10 generations down. Like they plan, you know, and they're very patient in their tactics, right? Unlike Americans, where we're more, you know, hey, the 25 meter line, we're reactive. China's been playing this for years.
Yeah, they definitely so know the long game.
Right, that's why you see more of our leaders now accepting more of a socialist ideology because maybe they went to one of those prestige colleges that was funded by China, you know?
And there it is. You heard it directly from a Navy SEAL's mouth who's Japanese, who has seen this time and time again. That guy is a Green Beret. That guy is trained in unconventional warfare. How do you topple a government? And the way that you do it is from the culture. And culture takes years. It takes fucking years to topple. So, men, does it make sense now why the Chinese culture and the Chinese have women and families? And does it make sense now why there's so many families still in China? Does it make sense now why the family unit is still intact in China? And why over here in America it is so socially acceptable to be a single mom? To be a fucking slut, to be all this shit, just nothing but debauchery, nothing but fucking animalistic pleasure. Does it make sense now? Is it sinking in? Has it sunk in yet? This shit was planned from the fucking inception of the rise of China.